Income Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years, after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the Hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I've become a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. Something else I always remember and share is my conversation with former Securities Commissioner Michael Powowower. We spoke at American University Law School, located up Wisconsin Avenue in Northwest D.C. I went there intentionally to talk to Commissioner Powowower nose to nose. Commissioner Powowower told me he would not go after Don Bennett, Bennett Group Financial Services, Western International Securities, and J.P. Morgan. Powowower told me the Securities and Exchange Commissioners take a vote on what cases to move forward on, that the SEC Securities and Exchange Commissioners go after celebrity cases that bring media attention to the SEC, to the Securities and Exchange Commission. A vote. That was 2014, documented. I have shared that moment over and over again until Michael Powowower resigned rapidly after the Securities and Exchange Commission spring best interest pitch at SEC Securities and Exchange Commission headquarters located in Northeast D.C. I let everyone know Commissioner Powowower was flying around to military bases giving speeches to the military investors, telling our soon-to-be-deployed heroes to invest, without telling our heroes that Michael, that the Securities and Exchange Commission only had oversight of securities broker-dealer firms only, and that I had told Powowower and the Commission in 2014 about Don Bennett, who was arrested 3 years later by the FBI for the exact crimes I described to the Securities and Exchange Commission in 2010, a Ponzi scam. The Securities and Exchange Commission did nothing about. I realize I can no longer say the SEC did nothing. The Securities and Exchange Commission did something. Nothing. I documented over time the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, collects tips, curates tips to cover up crimes from harming the securities broker-dealer firms the Securities and Exchange Commission was protecting. That former SEC Commissioner Michael Powowower was promoting to our heroes at Camp Pendleton, Air Force, etc. Powower was conflicted in pitching to our heroes. Motivation? The cash value menu of our military. Lives, life, survivors, body parts, you name it. SEC Commissioner Michael Powower left the SEC soon after my public exposure of him. What is wrong with a securities commissioner talking to Marines at Camp Pendleton about investing? Everything. Powwower and each and every Securities and Exchange Commissioner work for the securities broker dealer firms, not for you, not for me. Powwower had no authority to pitch military to give life savings to the people investment clients sue. Securities regulators have no oversight of victims of financial crime, none at all. Securities regulators have oversights of investment advisory firms, insurance, and banking, if those latter two are in the state's stated mandate. Yet news reported that multiple employees of TKAM To Kill a Mockingbird author Harper Lee's assisted living home Meadows of Monroeville were interviewed over the course of a single day in February by Alabama Securities Regulatory Commission employees. Just like SEC Commissioner Michael Powwower flying around the country pitching to our heroes, even though Powwower could not, nor could the ASC, Alabama Securities Commission, inject itself into determining the health of America's treasured author, Harper Lee. Not only should have the ASC, Alabama Securities Commission employees recused themselves, the ASC, Alabama Securities Commission employees should have been led by Alabama Securities Commission Director Joseph Borga to call the police. The ASC, Alabama Securities Commission employees did not. Joseph Borga did not. No one did. Lawyer Tonja Carter was there, and it is noted Tonja Carter seemed to be present whenever anyone visited Harper Lee. Tonja walked guests in to Harper. Meadows of Monroeville sits on a highway bypass on the outskirts of the town. Meadows of Monroeville is quaint, rocking chairs on its front porch. Its siding, a shared shade of yellow. Perpetually shade ready for Easter, you can say. A security guard is at the nursing home 24 hours a day. Odd, in a town where neighbors don't lock doors. Back around the original brouhaha over Harper Lee's safety, Officer Matthews watch the nursing home's doors. I believed I had read Meadows only had 15 residents, maybe 12. Harper Lee was moved into Meadows of Monroeville in 2007, in and around when Harper Lee suffered a stroke. Alabama Securities Commission Director Joe Borg, there that cold day in February, said, based on those conversations, DHR, Department of Human Resource investigators, concluded that Lee was indeed mentally competent and not a victim of elder abuse. The year was not 2007. 2011, court pleadings filed on Harper Lee's behalf under the penalty of perjury stated Harper was blind, deaf, and unable to manage herself. The year was 2015. Miracle of miracles, a blind, deaf, and unable to manage 90 or so year old woman was no longer blind and deaf. Sainthood for the Securities and Exchange Commission. Sainthood for the ASC. The Alabama Securities Commission, sainthood for Joseph Borga, director of the ASC, or, in the alternative, banish Joe to the netherworld. Victims of financial crimes are left struggling to navigate. Ever ask a government agency investigator where and what their investigator trainings are? I asked. I FOIA'd. Freedom of Information Act demanded the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, for investigator training documentation of Securities and Exchange Commission alleged investigators, Cindy Hoekstra, Mike Novakovic, Robert Thomas, and Darren Goines, the ones that harassed me to do the right thing until I gave in, giving the Securities and Exchange investigators, done in scare quotes, 2010, the papers I had to date on Bennett Group Financial Services, Western International Securities, and J.P. Morgan Clearing, Dawn Bennett and her team. I asked for the resumes Hoekstra, Novakovic, Thomas, and Goines gave to get their investigator jobs with the Securities and Exchange Commission, as I suspected. When I got the response, neither, none, not a one was an investigator. They are all lawyers. You know what lawyers do. Lawyers figure out how to get their clients out of trouble, even if it means bending the rules, not quite breaking the law. I call it legal limbo. The stories are still online, alleging that during this time of Watchman worries, Harper Lee was fiscally fit. Non-doctor Joseph Borg, director of the Alabama Securities Commission, which, among other things, said his investigators interviewed Miss Lee, finding Harper Lee, seems to be aware of what is going on with her book and her book deal. The release of Miss Lee's second book of Lee's lifetime, Wonder of All Wonders, as I shared before, what a difference 4+ years is alleging to have wrought in Harper Lee's health, except for those court papers where truth is archived, a torch for justice. Decades, for decades, Harper Lee said she would never write a second book. As is the rumor mill keeps going, Harper may not have been the author of that first book. Real auteurs like J.K. Rowling knock out book after book after book, more so after winning a Pulitzer Prize for book one. How many times has that happened for first-time authors? A Pulitzer Prize for book one. Rumors to this day is TKAM is Truman Capote's, the other Pulitzer Prize winner from Monroeville, Alabama. Population these days of 6,300, not growing. Rumor is, these days, Tanja Carter claims to be related to Truman Capote. The web gets more tangled. You think? Never. Even for me to consider, Truman's family is But what a tangled web we weave when we set out to deceive. Despite Lee defiant she would never release a second book, the Alabama Securities Commission's Joseph Borg, director, and his agency looked into the Harper Lee matter at the request of the Department of Human Resources of Alabama. Borg said Lee was able to answer questions about the book to the investigators' satisfaction. Alabama Securities Commission Director Joseph Borg closed the Alabama Securities Commission inquiry file into Harper Lee's case, March 2015. The Securities Commission had no oversight then and still over investment client matters. Harper Lee was not an investor. Harper Lee was a treasure bucket filled with endless money potential for anyone engineering a financial scam. Financial scams perpetrated on individuals, even famous authors, are oversight of law enforcement only. Alabama Securities Commission Director Joseph Borg attended the February interview with Harper Lee. Alabama Securities Commission Director Joseph Borg said, "When we got there, she was reading a newspaper under a big magnifying glass. She knows what she's doing." Borg continued, "After our interview, we found no reason to go forward, and she told us quite clearly where she wanted us to go." "I'm being polite," Borg said. And at one point, Borg said, "She actually said, 'Why the hell would I write a book and not want to publish it?'" Alabama Securities Commission Director Borg said, "We're not medically trained. We don't do mental capacity tests. But she knew she was publishing a book." Let's recap. Harper Lee is not just any person publishing a book. And Harper Lee is not a person publishing just any book. And in 2011, 4 years prior, court papers, sworn testimony to a court state, Harper Lee is blind, deaf, and unable to manage. Harper's books earn millions. The print run for Ghost at a Watchman was 2 million copies. Pre-orders in 24 hours made it the number one selling book. Somebody stands to make a load of money from all this. And it won't be Harper's niece and nephew. Harper was 89 years old, no children. And after Tonja Carter took over Harper Affairs, Harper had no friends either. Friends reported Nell, as they called her, no longer took calls, wrote them allegedly to stay away. Monrovillians, who knew Harper Lee for years, would not believe Nell had sufficient mental faculties to make informed decisions about her literary career. Alabama Securities Commission Director Borg pushed back on public outcry to protect Harper Lee, saying, "Alabama's Department of Human Resources came to us, and since we never got to the point where we'd need to look at financial records, we didn't do that. I just can't go into people's financial accounts and checking accounts without some basis. I can't invoke my subpoena power unless I have good reason, and so far I don't have a good reason." Forget about reason, good or otherwise. Joseph Borg has no authority to engage with Harper Lee. That was law enforcement's job to do, except Joe Borg never called in the cavalry. Nell was wheelchair-bound at that time. Borg never mentioned the wheelchair. And the good reason Borg could not is because Borg is not law enforcement. Cops investigate elder abuse and financial crimes. Borg's agency is a regulator with only enforcement oversight. Enforcement is not law enforcement. Alabama Securities Commission Director Joseph Borg said his state agency never took further steps of investigating Harper Lee's financials because the ASC, Alabama Securities Commission, had no grounds to launch an inquiry into Harper Lee's finances after Alabama's DHR, Department of Human Resources, determined Harper Lee to be competent. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Joseph Borg passed the bungling up a buck off from the Alabama Securities Commission to the Alabama Department of Human Resources. Convenient, until the cavalry is called in. I met Joe Borg nose to nose, 2015, NASAA conference here in Washington, D.C. Nose to nose, I said something to Borg when Borg introduced himself to me as the Securities Commission Director from Alabama. Nose to nose, I said to Joe Borg, I am an SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission whistleblower. Since when was the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, licensed to give medicals to elderly American icons? The NASAA is the North American Securities Administrators Association. Don't be impressed by the titles, by the alphabet soup anagram. The NASA is a 501c3, a charity by IRS, Internal Revenue Service rankings, run by volunteer members, paid staff, and alleging to states, securities regulators, to be the state's go-to source for laws, rules, regulations, and policy Congress wants states to do. Ah, you're getting it. A resource distorting for the advantage of FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, dues-paying members, security broker dealer firms, to do what benefits them, the firms, not the investors, not the investment advisors. Joe Borg, by the way, has been NASA's president for 3 years in a row now. Joe does not have a medical degree. I read Joe's bio. Harper Lee's friends and family said Harper's short-term memory was failing the last times they connected to Harper. That access ended by letters allegedly from Harper soon after Harper's sister Alice died, soon after Tonja Carter publicly announced herself as Harper Lee's gatekeeper. Even HarperCollins, Harper Lee's publisher, describes Tonja Brooks Carter as a gatekeeper between HarperCollins author Harper Lee and the outside world. Alice, until she died, was still an active partner at their late father's law firm, taking care of Harper Lee's financial affairs. Pitbull was more like it, felt some after Harper Lee's sister, Alice Lee, lawyer, Harper Lee's lawyer until Alice Lee died at age 103. Harper Lee came to know Tonja Carter through Harper Lee's sister. Tangled, I know. Tonja Brooks Carter is a Monroeville lawyer who affiliated on law work with Harper's own sister, Alice Lee, at Alice Lee's century-old law firm, Barnett, Bug, Lee & Carter, LLC, until she died. None of which, it seems, was Harper-related stuff, it seemed. John Barnett III hired Tonja Carter to be a secretary at the law firm Barnett shared with Alice Lee. Alice Lee is dead. Barnett, still a partner at the firm, is in banking these days, president at the Trustmark Bank in Bruton, 40 miles outside of Monroeville. Now that I think about it, I don't recall reading the name of the bank where the Lee sisters' safety deposit box was held. That safety deposit box Tonja Carter entered into before the Lee sisters at least before Harper Lee died. John Barnett tells people Alice Lee pushed Tonja Carter to law. Nell and Alice mentored women with scholarships. But Tonja Carter did not get a law school scholarship from Alice. Tonja's scholarship came from the United Methodist Church. Lawyer Tonja Carter's personal life wasn't going so swimmingly. 2013, the Carters, Tonja and husband Patrick, renovated an old furniture store across from the courthouse. Tonja Carter and her husband opened the Prop and Gavel, a restaurant in Monroeville's historic downtown square, serving grouper tacos and organic Alabama raised beef. The Prop and Gavel closed 1 year later. News reported patrons' reasons for not eating at the Prop and Gavel included high prices, rudeness, chef changes, reasons unrelated to Harper Lee. Lawyer Tonja Carter's husband sits on the Monroeville Museum board. Board of Director member Tim McKenzie was cited saying, "Tonja says she's just doing what Miss Lee asks of her, but we know she runs the show." Hugh Van Dusen, Harper Lee's editor at HarperCollins, said lawyer Tonja Carter's discovering of Ghosts at a Watchman is a blockbuster literary news moment, one in which Miss Carter is credited with playing a key role. Even Hugh Van Dusen knew. Van Dusen said in interview that Miss Carter's lawyers filed the court papers that said Miss Lee's lawyers said Miss Lee has trouble hearing and seeing. Yet, Alabama Securities Commission Director Joe Borg decided differently. To be continued. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person, a victim of Wall Street crime or crimes that Wall Street should not have taken oversight of. We can lift this matter together into politics forefront, where it will be for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of off of your time invested and your dime earned. So share our podcast, share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.